As lawmakers get back to work in Olympia today for the 2020 legislative session, members of the statewide Environmental Priorities Coalition will be tracking four big issues. One of them is a renewed push for a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has details.
Thin plastic bags are hard to recycle, and they often fly out of landfills into the ocean, where they can wreak havoc on wildlife. There's increasing awareness of all of this, says Heather Trim with Zero Waste Washington. She says major food chains and independent grocers supported the bag ban proposed last session, as momentum grew with 9 new jurisdictions passing local bag bans last year.
And that includes the entire county of Kitsap and some of the cities in Kitsap. So Bremerton and Port Orchard and Bainbridge had already had one. It includes the city of Kent. It includes Bingham and White Salmon down in the Columbia River, Anacortes, Tukwila, and the most recent one was Bothell.
The statewide proposal would require customers to pay 8 cents for paper or thick plastic bags if they don't bring their own, and it would apply to all retailers, including restaurants, with some exemptions for small bags to hold produce or other potentially wet things. The main opposition to the bag ban last year came from the Pulp and Paper Association, who claimed it would have a negative effect on employment. The Washington Environment Coalition thinks they can overcome that this session. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
Today is also the day that KNKX connects to Olympia. Hear stories that are part of this project coming up later this hour at 8:21 and 8:42.